morning, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, all one word, and Emma L on Audioboo. Welcome along. I'm away to the bus stop. It's a Monday morning. It's the start of another working week. And I know a lot of people in the UK have Friday off, but it's a working day in Ireland. So I'm not sure if we'll get out early because we finish at 3:30 anyway. But I guess if we finish early, it's a bonus. If we don't. So it's another start of a week. I'm really tired, so I'm thinking a nap on the bus is definitely on the agenda. Just my eye feels really tired. My right eye feels really tired. And I couldn't really get asleep after about 4:30. So I'm really tired. And there's nothing worse, in my opinion. So, as I say, I'm on the walk to the bus stop. And life is good, shall we say. I'm expecting some money to be paid from my health insurer, which hasn't come through as of yet, so maybe tomorrow. And we just battle on. But hope you all had a good weekend. Didn't really do anything, you know, I'm broke. And because I commute a lot, weekends just generally, I just want to unwind, relax, and take it easy. And I can hear a dog yapping in the distance. And it's actually really annoying because it sounds like it's in someone's back garden. And I'm so glad I don't live down beside this dog. You know, it's kind of like one of those really annoying sounds. Isn't that having a dog barking constantly? You know, it's very selfish, really, for the owners just to leave the dog out there. Especially at this time in the morning, which was about 6:30. You know, people want to get some sleep. But, so luckily there's no dogs near me. Well, there's a dog. I live in an apartment block and there's a dog downstairs towards the right. But I hear him sometimes. But obviously we've no garden, so he's not really kept out, if so to speak. So, like I say, it's a dry morning. It's a bright sort of morning as well. It's cloudy. And I'm just contemplating, you know, waking up, contemplating life, and I'm contemplating it's Easter coming up, so people can get excited about that. I don't really care because I don't eat chocolate, but it's an extra day off. I'm off Monday, working Friday and off Monday, so at least it's something, I guess. And hard to focus when my eye is just really, really tired. So now I'm gonna cross. There's a zebra crossing up here. I'm gonna cross that, and then that's about it. So haven't got majorly much news. Didn't do much of the weekend, but it is good to re-energize yourself and have a couple of days off. If only we had 3 days off, that would be ideal, wouldn't it? A 3-day weekend. As a standard, we just work 5 days and get 2 days off. It's not enough. But, so we can't be too picky, can we, in this economy? I mean, just even looking here where I am, the bus stop is kind of near some retail outlets and stuff. And there's been so many outlets that have just gone bang, if you like. When I moved here originally, it was bustling, and it was, you know, the shops near where we lived was just a focal point. And now I'm looking at them, and there's about 6 maybe of outlets that have gone. We've had, the dry cleaners have changed hands. The newsagent's shop is gone. There was a kind of a, how can we put it, a household type shop. That's gone. There was two different women's clothes shops. They're gone. There was meant to be a vet's that had opened in the area, but that never came to fruition. I think they decided to go elsewhere. And there's probably more. And I think there's the local kind of cafe thing that has just, I believe, closed. Now, whether it reopens, because it happened before that another cafe, the first cafe closed, and another, this cafe came in. So maybe they'll close it and reopen it again under a different owner. I mean, I know there's a local pub that's changed a couple of times. You know, the recession just really has hit everyone. And people just can't afford luxuries like going to a cafe that often for breakfast or going to the pub all the time for drinks. You know, they just can't afford it. So that's about it. So I'm at the bus stop, just about. I'm just walking up there now. And I guess I will wish you a good Monday, and I will speak to you guys very, very soon. Take care. Bye.